My name is Tom King. I write Dick Grayson for DC Comics. And like everyone who loves Dick, I love the Court of Nerds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that prefers the pepper grinder to the shake weight. We're brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic-Con, taking place October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos. You can get more details at grcomiccon.com. That being said, I'm Drew.
I'm John.
Stacy.
Pull it together, Everwood. Come on. We got a show to do.
I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm
it's
here.
It's okay. It's all right. Just try to keep it together. Stay upright. Just keep it up. All right, Miller? Let's do this.
What do we want to do first, Drew? You want to do the news?
Let's break into the news. We're high energy today. We're firing on all cylinders. Mm.
Well, I got the news for you. First up, The Rock has spoken, and it matters, and he wants Armie Hammer to play Shazam opposite his Black Hammer. So that's pretty cool.
Black Adam.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Armie Hammer.
Black Hammer's also a good book.
Typing.
It's okay.
Black
Dude,
Adam. Yes.
You're okay.
Continuing.
Right. I think Armie Hammer's great casting, though. Yeah. That'd be really smart. Very square-jawed, you know. And he seems like a pepper
shaker. Supposedly,
type.
There's going to be an awesome intro of Black Adam, and he's going to be fighting Superman. So,
ooh-wee.
That'll be good. DC also announced the first-ever celebration of iconic DC superhero and pop culture icon Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman Day will take place on June 3rd during the opening weekend of the theatrical release. Check your local comic book store for participation.
Oh, your local comic book store like Tardy's Collector's Corner or Vault of Midnight or Rookies in Lowell.
They might be doing something.
Yeah.
The new and final trailer for War of the Planet of the Apes shows no mercy and no peace for the final battle of the planet. And damn, this movie looks freaking sweet.
Well, it's kind of cool that Chad Rook from Planet of the Apes is going to be coming back to Grand Rapids Comic Con. Yeah. Had a chance to meet him last time he was here. Seemed like a super cool dude. We'll look forward to talking to him again.
And that hits theaters July 14th. Powers Booth died at the age of 68.
Sad.
So a little sad news there.
Sad. Not like a Trump tweet sad, but like legitimately sad.
Yeah. on a poll match to return to WWE at Extreme Rules when Bayley takes on Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. That'd be kind of cool. They're doing kendo sticks, I believe, is what it's going to be.
Oh, wow.
So, the newest Pirates of the Caribbean film is reportedly being held ransom by pirates, a.k.a. hackers, demanding...
Hold on, a.k.a. poetic justice.
Yeah, right? Demanding an incredible sum to keep the movie off the internet. Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, revealed details of the incident, but has declined to reveal what movie has been stolen. So it's basically just rumors that it's pirates, but it's probably pirates. As long as it's not Star Wars, it's cool.
Look, man, you know what I think this honestly is? Can I weigh in on this for 2 seconds? I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole here. But you guys, true or false, this is bullshit. This movie hasn't been stolen. They're just trying so desperately to hype up this hunk of crap that no one is paying attention to.
Oh, because it might be a summer blockbuster flop?
Which we're going to get into more later.
Mm. Nice, guys.
Golly, Shaggy.
Subtle. Real subtle.
Well, you know us, Stacey. You know the two of us. Subtle's what we do best.
Yes.
I bought a PlayStation 4, and Injustice 2 is released today, Tuesday, May 16th.
So we'll see you sometime in June.
Yeah. Go buy it and play it.
Are you picking it up? Are you picking it up today? Are you
gonna
buy it?
Cheesy Fresh 23, add me.
Fresh 23. You stuck with the Cheesy Fresh?
Yeah.
Queso.
Oh, Cheesy. Are you buying it today or are you gonna rent it first?
I'll probably rent it first.
Is that what you bought the new
PlayStation 4?
PlayStation 4 for?
No.
Okay.
No, he bought it for a lot of other games. Injustice 2 is a game I'm incredibly excited about. It is made by the same folks who make Mortal Kombat with all DC Comics characters. The first Injustice had a killer storyline in the gameplay. And really great mechanics for the fighting. Plus, in this new version, you get to level up your characters, make a lot of customization choices, and the story looks cool as
shit.
There's
actually a story to it. It's not just a...
Yeah, it's not just a straightforward fighter. It's not like, oh, it's a fighting tournament for honor and love. No, it's like the world's at stake, and people are evil and good and bad. It looks awesome. I'm really excited. And Gorilla Grodd, motherfuckers!
Yeah! And I want to hit on this because we had a fan comment on this from last week's. Early predictions estimate Spider-Man Homecoming to have a $135 million opening and a $325 million North America run by the time it's over. So it's going to be a little bit less than the OG Spider-Mans, but it's still going to make a lot of money.
I think that's a low estimate.
And I think it's a little bit low, but I don't think it's going to push five. I don't. I see, because it's oversaturation of the man. There's a lot of Spider-Man movies. I don't think anybody cares anymore.
See, I think you're wrong there. I think the involvement of Robert Downey Jr., I think the tie-in to the greater Marvel Universe, I think people underestimate all of those factors.
Yeah, well, time will
tell. I agree with you.
Justice League.
Thanks for chiming in.
The movie.
Hey, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Contributions are so important.
Hey, thanks. Hey, the other ones were really shitty movies. So now, like, even me, I was excited about the old one.
It's not a shitty movie. It's not.
We can agree to disagree.
No, actually, I'm with John on this one. Spider-Man 2 is a really good movie.
No.
All right, what else you got, John?
Spider-Man.
What else is in the news?
Justice League going through rumored massive reshoots, which completely remade the movie, according to a source. And last but not least, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, fails to dominate the weekend box office. And we're going to try to tie these two together for today, is what we're going to do.
We're not even going to try. We're going to do it, baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the box office flops, some of the largest ones, and maybe talk about Batman versus Superman, and how it wasn't necessarily a box office flop, but it didn't make as much money, and do reshoots have an effect on gross profit? So
let's start there. Justice League, according to Slash Film, is having a massive amount of reshoots. They're part of the business, and the writer of this article is saying, you know, people get overzealous on the fact that reshoots are happening. It can be a good thing. They can make a good movie into a great movie. But reports are saying Justice League has essentially been remade twice after significant reshoots, and it's looking like more reshoots are coming down the barrel. Another website, Splash Report, claims that a source at DC Warner Brothers said that in the 17 months between the start of principal photography and the final cut arriving in theaters in November, the film will essentially have been remade twice. And star and producer Ben Affleck reportedly ordered, when he arrived on the set, reshoots, on-the-spot rewrites, and that Warner Brothers has gone so far as to do more than that. It allegedly wrapped production in October of last year, but still, up until this spring, has been doing reshoots, according to the delayed Aquaman solo film. And the fact that it's been doing this, Batman v Superman, Yawn of Justice did this. Suicide Squad did this.
Both terrible movies.
Both terrible films. But there are exceptions. John, why don't you do that thing you do?
Well, Rogue One had massive reshoots and had outside guy be brought in to rewrite the script, which ended up making a fantastic movie. Now, what was the original? Nobody's going to know. But there are reasons why this can be good and or bad. For the DC run, this is probably bad. Now, granted, $800 million for Batman Superman and $400 million for Suicide Squad, they're not box office flops, but could have they made a lot more money if they were actually good films? Batman vs. Superman was projected to make over $1 billion worldwide. It fell just short, but Star Wars made over $1 billion, and the reshoots made people want to go right back and see it because it ended up being a fantastic movie.
Batman versus Superman was just a train wreck of a movie. And I don't know what the rewrites were or what they reshot, but...
But they should have reshot more.
They should have done more.
Until Zack Snyder looked at it and said, wait a minute, Batman doesn't kill people with automatic weapons.
I feel like DC reshoots their films because they have crappy writing, nothing is coming together. But something like Disney, if they're going to reshoot something, it's for a purpose, and they have... It's not a shit show.
Right. Like, Rogue One was like, this isn't going to work. We have to figure out how to make her get from point A to point B to point C and make it all make sense. And that's when Gareth was like, well, can I kill everybody? And they were like, yeah, makes sense. He's like, now we got a movie. All right.
When DC does it, it's like, this is a shit show, isn't it? It's going to be a shit show.
It's just going to continue to be a shit show until someone's like, scrap it, start new.
Yep.
And it's going to take a box office flop, and in the film and media industry, if a film is released in theaters that fails to break even by a large amount, it is considered a box office bomb and or flop, thus losing money from the for the distributor, studio, and or production company that invested in it. And there are a lot of films that are going to come out for DC that may be flops. I don't think Wonder Woman's going to be one of them. I think Wonder Woman's going to be right on the cusp of where it should be. But you also don't see a lot of advertisements for Wonder Woman. They're not pushing it like they should be pushing Wonder Woman.
Well, right, Wonder now. Woman has something going for it that no other DC film before it had. And that's the fact that the writing was done by Geoff Johns. Geoff Johns had his hands in this film. Geoff Johns, the DC architect who saved a lot of characters.
Geoff Johns also had his hands in Green Lantern, which is on the list
of
biggest box office flops ever. So,
but Wonder Woman, also a film that went through reshoots.
Yes, it did.
But what's crazy, and I don't know if you guys saw this, Gal Gadot actually did part of the reshoots while 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Damn.
And, you know, there were people. Yeah. Wonder Woman producer Chuck Roven is quoted as saying she couldn't do a huge amount of physical activity, but she was being aggressive. She still had to be fierce. That was special. I've been doing this for a while, but I've never had that experience before. So that's really cool. And look, Wonder Woman is one I have a ton of hope for. I think if anything saves the DC universe, it is, no pun intended, it's Wonder Woman. She's got to be what saves this universe, doesn't she? If it's going to be a start anyway. If they're going to avoid another giant flop, which DC has to do if they have any hope of building this film universe they're so keen on, Wonder Woman has to work for anyone to go see Justice League.
Do you think that they will alienate their entire fan base if Wonder Woman flops?
No,
like that will be the last one.
Let me be honest. Fanboys are fanboys.
These movies are going to make money.
They're going to make money. But the question is, do they make enough money? We were just talking about this the other day at home. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, or Power Rangers as you will, the 2017 film, may not have made enough money to warrant a sequel.
And they were planning 7.
They had planned 7 films.
Oh, really?
So it depends on it. And it made money. The movies.
It made money.
Made money.
It didn't make enough money. It didn't even make over $200 million in the United States, which to merit 7 sequels or 6 sequels, you need to make, and I hate to say this because I hate the film so much, but you need to make Fast and Furious money overseas.
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong. $200 million in the United States is great. But when you make $900 million overseas on Fast and Furious 8, that's why you make 10 of these films. It's just dumb money. And the foreigners love it. They love it. It's not even the number one movie in the United States. Beauty and the Beast is number one right now. It will not make more money than Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast is almost at $500 million. But the fact of the matter is that it made almost $1 billion on its own overseas. And that's why it's going to make, and that's why they're going to make two
and
more.
Power Rangers didn't do well overseas.
Power Rangers did not do as well as they expected it to do overseas. It's not on my list, but it didn't make as much money as they wanted. I think it made $145 million, don't quote me, in the United States, which it should have made over $200 million. To even be considered.
Right. Originally, when the opening weekend for Power Rangers happened,
it was huge.
It was massive. Everyone was so excited.
Next week fell off 64%.
But yeah, people have now been tweeting, bye-bye Power Rangers. The reboot is not going well. It only debuted to 3.3 million in China last
week. That's it?
China's the second largest movie market in the world. And it hasn't come out in Japan yet either, but they don't expect it to do that well over there.
No, to give you a contrast, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 did 49.4 million opening weekend in China.
Wow.
Here's a not a box office flop. Don't hate me. You're going to hate me. Here we go. Star Wars The Force Awakens made $247 million its opening weekend. It cost production budget of $245 million. In 3 days, Star Wars was paid for.
Wow.
Plus $2 million. Not a box office flop. Of course it wasn't going to be. But point is, that's a movie that's gonna, you know, that movie's gonna make money in its first 2 weekends. It needs to make the money that it's gonna make. Let's go back to 2012. John Carter. Disney pushed John Carter super hard, It was a great book, apparently, John Carter from Mars, which they should have named the movie John Carter from Mars. It had a $263 million budget. That's more than Star Wars. It lost a projected $200 million.
Oh.
Yep.
The Lone Ranger with Armie Hammer and
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. This is another thing we were talking about, The Mummy. I don't know if it matters if you put big stars in it, including Pirates of the Caribbean right now. Johnny Depp is not going to save another movie. Lone Ranger, estimated loss, 95, this is a big gap, but $95 million to $190 million. Projected loss for Disney on that film. Big stars are not going to save shit movies.
Not anymore.
Tom Cruise may save The Mummy, but you know how many Brendan Fraser fans, and I say this lightly, but you know how many Brendan Fraser fans are not going to go see that movie on principle alone?
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of pissed that they didn't give it to Brendan Fraser.
I'm just saying. The dude is back.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That movie got me into Egyptology and all of that when I was a kid. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I saw one of the a football analyst I follow on Twitter today tweeted, "The new Mummy movie looks terrible. I can't wait to go see it."
I probably will go see it just because it's The Mummy, but it does look terrible. All right, else, John?
I was going to say, any other flops on your list, John?
I mean, I got a whole bunch. I mean, Fantastic Four from 15 projected $100 million loss. Tomorrowland projected $150 million loss. The new Ben-Hur from 2016, $121 million loss. Speed Racer, $81 million loss. Green Lantern, $90 million loss.
Do you remember when people freaked out that Speed Racer lost that much money and were like, how could they make a movie that lost that much money?
Go
and then
see
John
it.
Carter happened.
Cowboys and Aliens, that was supposed to be a giant hit.
Yeah, it had
Harrison
cast,
Ford. It had
Daniel Craig,
Bond in it.
Olivia
yeah. Munn. $75 million loss. Chronicles of Riddick, $73 million loss.
How many of these does
kids
it take?
Kids movies. Pixels, and it's projected $75 million loss. Remember the 2000 epic movie that was supposed to be fantastic, Battlefield Earth?
Oh, God.
$73 million loss on that film. And that's not adjusted for inflation. That's in 2000. So that $73 million 17 years ago
is a lot more, you know, money today.
When are these studios going to get it that they can't just throw out shitty movies with big names?
But then you make films like Star Wars and you make it all back.
So you can make shitty movies in case.
You can make shitty movies in case. Disney loses $200 million on John Carter. They make it back on Star Wars. That, I mean, it's a crappy way to look at it, but, I mean, look at the newest movie, Ghost in the Shell. Projected $60 million loss. That had a production budget of $110 million. Battleship. $58 million loss. Ghostbusters from last year, $75 million loss. And, like, the kids, even kids' movies, like The Good Dinosaur, Rise of the Guardians, you love that movie. Titan A.E., $100 million loss for Titan A.E.
Oh, that's why we never got a second one.
It's so good.
It was so good.
Like, and I really, really enjoyed John Carter. Have you seen John Carter?
It doesn't even ring a bell when you say it.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic because I like the whole space alien bullshit. So, you know, like, bring it on. But it just, they pushed it too much and it just failed miserably.
Well.
But it kind of sucks because, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, go ahead, Drew. Like,
no, I was just going to say, I mean, we can go from failed movies to failed TV shows. But if you want to get something in on failed movies before we move on.
I think I'm good. I pretty much at my point. I just don't know if I think, because we were talking about it, and I think The Mummy is going to not necessarily be on this list of the biggest box office bombs.
Won't do so well.
But I don't think it'll break even.
Why do they keep reviving old stuff?
Because there's nothing new.
Because notice what a lot of those movies John listed off were original movies. They're original ideas. Original stuff doesn't sell anymore.
Or
people want
books.
Sequels. People want stuff that they're familiar with and comfortable
with.
What
do you think they're doing? Toy Story 4.
I know.
You know how much money
Toy
Story 4 is going to make?
Stupid amount.
Stupid money. Because people like us, when the first one came out and we were like fucking 12 years old,
the nostalgia,
are
going to
go because Toy Story 3 made a boatload of money.
But it was a
everybody
good movie.
Went. I didn't say it was
a fantastic
movie. I didn't say it wasn't. Toy Story 2, I think, should have won like best movie of the year.
Toy Story 2?
Two, yeah.
I didn't like 2.
Two?
Yeah.
Toy Story 2 made a boatload of money, too.
We don't agree on direct sequels, do
Except
we?
Except for that they should make a Bug's Life
yes.
sequel.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Beautiful little butterfly. Tell us about the shows that got canceled, Drew. Speaking of crap that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of crap. Oh, my goodness. Listen, there's a lot of stuff getting picked up and canceled. We're right around that time of year where you're hearing what's getting kept and what's going bye-bye. It looks like a lot of your favorite CW nerd shows have been renewed and picked up. Riverdale is getting a second season. iZombie has officially been renewed.
Yes!
It was on the bubble for a little bit there. Arrow, Flash, Supergirl also coming back. Supernatural getting another season somehow.
Legends of Tomorrow coming back?
I have not seen anything about Legends of Tomorrow yet.
That one I think they could probably stand to
lose.
They
could axe that one.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow going away, Son of Zorn going away. For you horror fans, Scream Queens has been canceled.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Bones is ending naturally, as it's known to do. No word yet on if Prison Break's revival or 24's revival will be coming back. You've also got Emerald City, Grimm, and one we're all pretty sad about, Powerless, being canceled.
I can see Grimm and Emerald City being canceled.
I think Grimm is ending naturally.
Grimm ended naturally. They actually did a really good job on that one.
Powerless sucks.
It was so good.
It had
funny. So much potential. You know what this is? This is Constantine all over again. This is NBC not understanding their own property and not knowing what to do with it.
I honestly think Vanessa Hudgens ruined that show.
Really?
I wish people could see your face right now.
No, I can't believe that Vanessa Hudgens ruined anything.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. Like, I think her being the lead of that show is what ruined it, because all the side characters were great. Danny Pudi.
Yes.
Can't think of his name. Wash.
Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Really?
I loved all the side characters. She didn't do it for me in that show. Being a boss, it didn't work.
I don't think she was the worst at it, but I see where you're coming from.
Like, the supporting characters couldn't save that show because of her, in my eyes.
So it's just a fault of casting?
I think it's fault of casting on the main boss's part. Because they got great side characters for everybody else. But why did they fail on her for some reason? Here's another example of, did they get her just because of the name? Did they throw a big name in it just because? I mean, they could have used a new person. They could have used anybody. But maybe they chose a big name to try to get the show a little more views. And clearly it didn't work out.
A show that's coming new, and I'm kind of springing this on you guys. I don't know if you caught the trailer for this or if I was the only one. The Gifted, coming to Fox.
We actually watched that
today. We watched that today.
Yeah.
So this is an X-Men show that no one really saw coming.
No, we had no idea.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, there's a new trailer. I'm like, let's watch
it. Bryan Singer literally took breaks from filming X-Men movies to help make this show The Gifted. Now, it seems like the main focus of the show is going to end up being Polaris, however you want to pronounce it, known to many fans of the X-Men universe, more appropriately as Lorna Dane, one of Magneto's children.
That's my children.
Who is the only one who inherits his ability to manipulate magnetism. This is crazy. This trailer looks crazy. And there's a great line at one point in it where, if you, again, read up on a little bit, a mutant who will be named Eclipse, who's created for the show, says, the X-Men, the Brotherhood, we don't even know if they exist anymore. So it's said that, you know, and Matt Nix, who's the showrunner, said that the show is designed to sidestep some questions about where certain famous X-Men are during this timeline while still existing in a world where mutants are real. And, you know, there are X-Men, there is the Brotherhood, and there is a division of mutants, a division of the government hunting down mutants. You see these, like, what look like spider sentinels that look crazy as shit. This show looks awesome.
John.
Well, I don't know. Like, Is it supposed to take place between, like, after the accident, no spoilers, and before Logan? Like,
I guess you, and you've got a lot of important X-Men names in here. The Struckers, Blink, Sentinels, Polaris.
What I said at lunch was, it's going to fail. That was my first thought on it. But, I mean, Fox makes good shows. They just don't necessarily do it correctly. Like, Gotham's not a terrible show. It's just not right. So people are coming back to watch it. But it's just, you're getting people that are watching it not being fans of DC and Batman. They're just because it's a cop show and they enjoy it and there's a little bit of a supernatural element with the villains and whatnot. When with this show, I think it's going to be the same thing. It's not may not be X-Men, but people are going to watch it because they like it, but it may not be what the fans want. And that's why Powerless failed, because NBC, to be honest, the Fox is the young network. That's why it might actually do well on Fox. NBC and CBS, those are your boomers and X generation watchers.
Right, old folks.
What network is Legion on?
FX. Owned by Fox.
Ah.
So it might have been the success of Legion that was able to get this project greenlit.
Hmm.
Because Legion delivered on levels
Legion is awesome. And I had no knowledge about it at all, and I think it's a fantastic show.
Lot going on in the nerd world this week. Lots to report on. John, thanks for the news.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime.
And by the way, everyone, don't forget, Grand Rapids Comic-Con is coming faster than you think. If you need tickets, grcomiccon.com is the best way to get all the news you need. Follow them on Twitter. Like them on Facebook. It's GR Comic-Con.
Oh, and don't forget, Ben and I are going to be at Motor City Comic-Con this weekend, May 19th through 21st. Don't quote me. I think it's those dates.
That's correct.
So come see us. We'll be out there. We're going to hammer out Saturday. I don't think that's all we can do. So until next time, I'm John.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Drew. We are your Court of Nerds.
Do you like the sound of our voices more than we do? Well, make sure you listen to the podcast on thecourtofnerds.com. Also be our friends on Facebook because we need everyone we can get. And follow us on Twitter because occasionally we retweet fun stuff.